Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's go.
It's Timmy time.
Get your ass.
Come on.
Timmy.
Yeah.
Timmy.
Yeah.
He's a little lamb with a lot to learn. He's always having such a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, the Senate has just passed a bill and President has signed it to prevent a rail strike. So all your goodies will get to, Target and Walmart. The B-21 Raider, that new bomber is out and available. If you'd like to pick one up, $692 million. And the big storm is heading toward the Sierra, up to 3 feet of snow. So if you're heading up that area to that way, maybe for early Christmas, be careful on the roads and highways up there. That could be deadly. All right, this is the luckiest man in the world. He fell off a cruise ship, wasn't reported for 12 hours, and they found him alive. The luckiest man on the face of the earth, right here.
It was a Thanksgiving to remember.
James Michael Grimes knows he's lucky to be alive.
My worst fear is drowning, and that was something I did not want to have to face.
The 28-year-old going overboard a cruise ship in the middle of the night.
And he had a big smile on his face the entire time.
Wait a minute. I can't believe that's true. What?
Going overboard a cruise ship in the middle of the night.
And he had a big smile on his face the entire time.
Nah, I don't believe that.
He spent about 20 hours treading water alone in the Gulf of Mexico.
And he had a big smile on his face the entire time.
I wanted to see my family, and I was dead set on making it out of there. You know, I was never accepting that this is it. This is going to be the end of my life.
This kid is lucky as hell. Treading water. First of all, when he fell overboard, he was passed out. Passed out drunk. He could have died right there. And then he was reported 12 hours later. So they had to figure out where that ship was 12 hours ago. And the Coast Guard came looking for him. He spent 20 hours treading water. And he said he wasn't even that good a swimmer. He couldn't really float.
It was supposed to be a Thanksgiving celebration.
Plus, he was bombed, evidently. Maybe that helped him out. He was bombed.
James Michael and 18 of his family members boarding the Carnival Valor last Wednesday in New Orleans.
And he had a big smile on his face the entire time.
Oh.
We were just hanging out, having a good time, watching some live music. That's pretty much it.
Did you have a few drinks? And he had a big smile on his face the entire time.
I bet. Yeah.
James Michael and
18 of his... How about that? Did you have a few drinks?
I had during the day, and I actually did like an air guitar solo.
Oh, that's the best part of the cruise. The air guitar solo show. I don't know how you pass that up.
I'd actually did like an air guitar solo.
Woo! Man, I'd be all about that. I actually would take a cruise just for that aspect of it. Just to see these.
To play or to watch?
No, just to watch all day long. Guys doing air guitar? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you get to see that?
And there was a competition they were doing, and I'd won it, so I'd won a free drink.
This is the king, one of the best air guitarists on the entire ship, if not the best. The best air guitar guitarist on the ship is now overboard. You imagine that.
And there was a competition they were doing, and I'd won it, so I'd won a free drink.
Wow! Man, oh man, they know how to treat their winners on Carnival, right? One free drink for that man.
So I had that.
And he had a big smile on his face the entire time.
Yeah, after the drink he probably did. But let's not press him on how many he had, all right? He was 20 hours in the water. Let's just give him a break.
You weren't, like, inebriated, had, like, a ton of drinks.
Oh, my God.
How many drinks do you think you'd had?
Oh, wait a minute. Stefoosh, did you edit that in?
How many drinks do you think you'd had?
Did you edit that in?
I think so.
That's my wife, Jen.
How many drinks do you think you'd had?
Oh, that's so weak
that you
did that.
You've heard that a few times, huh?
Man, that is her. That's her on Friday night.
How many drinks do you think you'd had?
That's her on Saturday.
How many drinks do you think you'd had?
That's her at a funeral.
How many drinks do you think you'd had?
At a comp, at a cheerleading competition.
How many drinks do you think you'd had? <That's> the-
Man, she wakes you up from the back of the truck.
I can't tell you, Bellio, how many times I've heard this in my life. It's got to be hundreds.
How many drinks do you think you'd had?
Yeah, that's right, Bellio. I was passed out in the L.A. Convention Center in the back of a $3,000 car.
She tapped on the window.
Yeah.
How many drinks do you think you'd
had? Yeah, she tapped on the window, go, it's tip-tap time. I'm like, what the hell?
How many drinks do you think you've had?
Yeah. You in there doing the wet dog, really? Oh, leave me alone, baby. How many drinks have you had? None. I'm sitting, sleeping in a $3,000 car.
How many drinks do you think you'd had?
It's.
You don't have to answer that, young man.
I couldn't really say.
Yes, that's my line.
Around 11 p.m. that first night on board, James Michael told his sister he was going to the bathroom. What happened next is still unclear.
Do you remember leaving and going to find the bathroom?
No, ma'am.
Do you remember falling off the boat?
No.
Was it a detective or reporter? Leave the kid alone.
So you don't know how it happened?
No, ma'am. I came to regain consciousness. I was in the water.
And he had a big smile on his face the entire time.
Maybe.
So.
Well, look, he had a free drink and just won the air guitar competition. Of course he was happy.
And he had a big smile on his face the entire time.
So you, for a while, were passed out in the water.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right, ma'am. That's right. If you could please see your way to not continue this nightmare for me, that'd be great.
She definitely sounds like she's interrogating him more than figuring it out.
I know. She won't leave this kid alone.
With no boat in sight. I can't float myself.
You know, that's got to be the scariest thing in the world. You fall off a cruise ship, and then you just see that boat leaving, and you can probably see it for maybe 20 minutes, and then it goes over the horizon, and pitch black, man. Nothing. You can hear a couple of waves. You don't know where the sharks are, and I don't know what you do, you know? Tread water for a little while, and I don't know. This kid made it, though.
With no boat in sight. I can't float myself. Even when I'm trying to. So there had to be, you know, the Lord was with me when I was out there.
I believe that. I believe that, there was something that saved this kid.
Something was holding me up the whole time.
Yes, something was holding this kid up the entire time.
The next day, when he hadn't returned to his cabin, his family alerted the ship's crew. At 2:30, more than 12 hours after James Michael was last seen, Carnival notified the Coast Guard of a missing passenger.
We did have a fairly significant search area. It was a potential of over 7,000 miles of ocean we had to search.
Oh, my God. 7,000 miles. You know what it's like to search 1 mile of ocean for somebody? It's a living hell!
James Michael was alone in an area known to be a feeding ground for sharks.
Oh, my God. This guy's the best.
I thought it was a shark.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was a shark. I mean, I was swimming in one direction, and I looked around, and I seen it at the corner of my eye. And it came up on me really quick. And I went under, and I could see it.
It was the reporter.
And it wasn't a shark, I don't believe.
It was the reporter. I want to know how many drinks you had before you get into her boat.
But it had more like a flat mouth, and it came up and bumped one of my legs, and I kicked it with the other leg.
Okay, this guy's great. We got to continue with this dude. This guy was fell off or jumped off or somehow managed to get off the cruise ship, which is difficult to do, and survived in the water for 20 hours, and the Coast Guard had to search 7,000 miles of water for this kid, and they found him. Wow. All right, it's Conway Show. We're live. We've never had a story like this. This is one of the great stories of all time. All right, let's get back to this kid. He fell off a cruise ship, and he was in the water for 20 hours. He wasn't reported missing for 12 hours, and the Coast Guard had to search 7,000 square miles. And he was in waters that are known to have sharks. And the reporter asked, did you run into any sharks?
I thought it was a shark. I mean, I was swimming in one direction, and I looked around, and I seen it at the corner of my eye.
How many drinks do you think you'd had?
Oh, give the guy a break. He's telling you a shark story, ma'am.
And it came up on me really quick. And I went under, and I could see it. And it wasn't a shark, I don't believe.
How many drinks?
But it had more like a flat mouth. And it came up and bumped one of my legs, and I kicked it with the other leg. It scared me. not knowing what it was,
yeah,
or at the time how big it was.
How many drinks do you think you'd had?
Ma'am, you've got to lay off this kid.
All I could see was a fin.
The avid outdoorsman tried to stay.
I love this understatement of the century.
The avid outdoorsman.
Avid outdoorsman. Very avid. The quintessential avid outdoorsman. He's in the middle of the ocean by himself. That is a true outdoorsman, man. You don't get more outdoorsy than that. Being in the middle of the ocean without any ship within 12 hours of you. You're wildly outdoorsy. Probably a little more than just avid.
The avid outdoorsman tried to stay positive and calm. Exhausted and hungry, he ate what he could find to maintain his energy.
A stick come floating by.
Wait, a steak?
A stick come floating by.
Wow, what a coincidence. That's kind of
crazy.
Cool. Yeah. But I cut it open. It was medium well. I sort of like it on the reverse side, so I passed. Wait. What? You should have eaten it.
A stick come floating by.
No, I don't like it that way. I like it just cut the horns off and walk it through a warm room. You know what I mean? Yeah, well, I do, yeah, but you're in the middle of the ocean. You should have eaten it.
A stick come floating by. Looked like bamboo.
Oh, a stick. Ah. Okay. All right. That makes more sense. Okay. All right. I get it. My apologies.
What are the chances that a steak?
I know. And what was it served with? I mean, you know, was it
an
a size?
Yeah,
was it a size
eggs.
Of what? And what cut was it? But now we find out it's just a stick. All right, it wasn't a steak after all.
A stick come floating by, looked like bamboo.
No, the worst kind of stick. You know, the reason why panda bears never procreate is because all they eat is bamboo. And there are zero vitamins and zero nutrients in bamboo. Those panda bears sleep all day long. They have no get up and go. All they do is eat sticks with no nutritional value whatsoever.
So I,
and that's what shows up to this kid. Bamboo.
So I started eating on it. And it actually, I mean, I'm not going to say it tasted good.
Well, you can tell us that, right? You can say that.
I mean, I'm not going to say it tasted good.
How many drinks do you think you'd had?
Ma'am, you got to lay off this kid. He's eating bamboo that he thought was a steak, and now it's a stick.
But it gave some type of flavor in my mouth other than salt water.
Well, like spearmint or peppermint? I don't know.
Was there any point while you were out there where you thought, I don't know how much longer I can keep doing this?
Yeah, look, I don't know how much longer I can keep listening to this story because this is freaking me out. And this kid's out in the middle of the ocean with nothing but a stick.
When it started getting back towards nighttime again, the water started getting colder.
So he was out there for 8 hours of nighttime, then 12 hours of daylight, and then he's going into his second night out there alone in the ocean with just a stick to eat. And this kid made it, man. I got to, you know what? I take that back. I would never take this kid to the track. This, you're only born with a certain amount of luck in your life, and this kid has exhausted his family's luck for centuries. Centuries.
At that time, I thought, you know, how much longer am I going to have to be out here?
Yeah, but you just kept swimming?
Yes, ma'am. You know, the fall didn't kill me. You know, sea creatures didn't eat me. I feel like I was meant to get out of there.
Yeah, I like this kid. I like his vocabulary, too.
You know, sea creatures didn't eat me.
Sea creatures, right? The sea creatures didn't get him.
I feel like I was meant to get out of there.
Yes, I love this kid. His energy is great. We got to get this kid on the air, Bellio.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, this is the greatest kid ever.
As the sun was going down Thanksgiving night, James Michael says he spotted a glimmer of hope.
Whoa.
The lights from a tanker ship, and decided to swim towards it.
That was my final little burst of energy. The strength that I had, I used pretty much every bit of it, too. Try to make it to one of them.
The Coast Guard then arriving, his miraculous rescue captured on camera.
Wow. What a night. What a day for this kid.
When the Coast Guard got there.
Yeah.
What happened?
I hope within the body of this story, he says, I'll never forget that night. I want to hear that. Right? I want to hear the I'll never forget that story. I'll never forget that experience. Because right? If you're not going to remember this, man, you got some memory, man.
They circled the boat two or three times looking for me.
Wow.
And, you know, I'd done taken off my socks and everything and was just waving them around my head, trying to do something where they would see me. And when that light finally hit me,
wow,
somehow I heard it. We got him. And I seen a guy coming down from that helicopter, and it was coming towards me. You know, right then I thought, man, I see the light.
When the Coast Guard guy showed up in the water, what'd you say to him?
Well, the first thing I actually told him was, I don't have any clothes on.
That's great.
What get a break. Ready.
What a break for the Coast Guard, right? Ah, we got him. Oh, Christ. He's nude.
Well, the first thing I actually told him was, I don't have any clothes on. Because I didn't. I'd been stripped out of everything. He said, that's fine. All right. And I was just like, okay. And he told me to hold on to this life vest when I was just thinking, thank you. You know, you're like a guardian angel coming down for me.
His rescuers believe he was seconds away from not making
wow.
it.
Wow. Why isn't this a bigger story? You know, why are we talking about, you know, stupid crap in this country? Like, you know, I don't know, whatever. People leaving Los Angeles, whatever we're doing. Why isn't this a major national, international story?
I swam to him as fast as I could. As I got to him, I shoved the rescue sling under his arms, and he collapsed into it.
Wow.
He had nothing left.
James Michael says the whole experience has given him new purpose.
Yeah. When's his next cruise, you think? What do you think? Next year? Fall? Probably not spring, right? Too early? Maybe a late summer, early fall cruise?
Don't you go on cruises, Tim?
Once in a while. I've been on two cruises in my life.
You feel like you might get chipped now before you go on another one?
Yeah, man. You know, anyone can fall off. You know, it like a rogue wave can hit you, or you just take a little slip, you know, when you're drinking heavily on that boat.
That's Woo! Terrifying. That's what drove the kid crazy in Moby Dick. if you cheated through Moby Dick like I did.
That's great.
These were actually the pants that I'd plan on wearing on the cruise, but never got to, and I put them on this morning, and I reached in the pocket, and there was something, it was a fortune, and it says, life's a beach, enjoy the waves.
Wow.
Life's a beach, enjoy the waves.
Oh, okay. So he got a fortune from a very, very, very mild comedy writer.
Life's a beach, enjoy the waves.
Yeah.
Do you think it changed you?
Yes, definitely. It opened my eyes.
How about this?
Do you think it changed you?
No, ma'am. Same guy.
Yes, definitely. It opened my eyes. I take things for granted, I reckon.
Or used to, I think, right?
I take things for granted, I reckon. Or a lot of people do.
Do you think you'll go on a cruise ship again?
Oh, we gotta leave it there.
Do you think you'll go on a cruise ship again?
Oh, the greatest question in modern reporting.
Do you think you'll go on a cruise ship again?
When we come back, we'll tell you the answer to that. This kid survived 20 hours in the ocean alone. He's nude.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Pastathon continues. We've raised $1,009,000. $1,009,000 and 21,616 pounds of pasta and sauce. That's a lot.
It's unreal.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and especially considering the economy and people hurting, to raise that kind of money is great. So thank you to everybody that contributed. The auction ends tonight. You go to pastathon.com, and right now, Angel's package there, Naughty USA, is at $3,000.
That's total Naughty package.
That's great. That's really cool. And that can be all be customized, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Any size, any color, whatever you want.
How long does it take you to, or these might be company secrets, how long does it take you to make a pair of sandals from start to finish?
Okay, so assuming I don't have any of the piecing done, and I'm just looking at flat sheets of material, starting with the straps, it takes probably...
How about ballparking it?
Okay, ballpark, maybe 6 to 8 hours, depending really? On, you know, what's
wow.
going on.
So you put really quality time into it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're starting from, you know, not being ready to glue everything together, you're starting from absolute scratch,
wow.
then there's a lot of steps in the process. And I don't think a lot of people really realize that.
That's a lot. I would have never guessed mm-hmm. that. I would have said maybe an hour, but that's really cool. You put that kind of work into it. And it shows, too. A lot of people enjoy those sandals. Naughty USA, NAUTIUSA.com.
Yes, that's right. Throw in Ding Dong at checkout for a little something-something off your purchase.
And some free shipping?
That's right, free shipping in the USA.
Wow. All right, that's sensational. All right, let's get back to this kid here. The report, this kid spent 20 hours in the ocean treading water in the middle of the ocean. A miracle that he was able to keep his head above water. They were searching 7,000 miles of ocean for this kid. They had no idea where he was. They had no idea what time he fell off that ship and where that Carnival ship was. And they found him. They found him. He's in great shape. He's in one piece. He wasn't bitten by sharks. He was nude. And they brought him back to shore, and he's enjoying himself again. So the reporter asked him this question.
Do you think you'll go on a cruise ship again?
All right, let's do a whip around. What do you think he said to that? Stefus, you know, right? You know the answer.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, let's do a whip around. What do you think the lad's response was to this question?
Do you think you'll go on a cruise ship again?
Mark Rahner, what do you think he said?
I'm thinking that he's going to go again.
Go again?
Yep.
All right, Nate, what do you think? Here it is.
This do you guy think pays. He'll go on a cruise ship again?
What do you think?
He plays fast and loose. He's going again.
He's going again. Wow, Angel.
Yes, he's going again with the only stipulation of an open bar.
All right, okay. And Belio?
Oh, yeah, he's going again because he has a new perspective on life.
Wow, man, oh, man. You guys are all very positive in life. I'd say no effing way. No?
But he's going to get a tattoo of it or something first.
Yes. I would say no, man. I would say no way, no way, no way. All right, here we go. Here's his response.
Do you think you'll go on a cruise ship again?
I really didn't get to go on this one.
So great.
That's a great response.
Points.
Yeah, if you guys don't remember the first 10 minutes of the story.
That was the perfect answer.
I wasn't really included in a lot of activities on day 3 and 4.
Do you think you'll go on a cruise ship again?
I really didn't get to go on this one.
That's great. What a great response in that kid. And fast, too, the timing.
Do you think you'll go on a cruise ship again?
All right, here we go. Let's move it forward here. Let's go see what else he says.
Yeah, I will.
Really?
Yeah.
You're right. He's going again. He's going again.
Yeah, I will.
Really?
Yeah. I ain't going to let it discourage me that much. I might not get within 10 foot of the rails, but I'll definitely be open to going on another cruise.
Yeah, it was the first day. Carnival tells us they do have safety barriers in all the public areas that prevent guests from falling.
Yeah, how are those going? They're working out?
As for James Michael, he told us he is thankful, very thankful to all the people that helped rescue him and that the experience has taught him the true meaning of being grateful, especially on Thanksgiving. Guys, he was planning to eat so much on this cruise ship.
Yeah.
He actually
well, he did. He ate that stick, didn't he?
He actually lost about 20 pounds from all the swimming.
Now, you know, there's 12 actresses driving around Hollywood going, okay, let me see. All I have to do is book a cruise. I have to lose some weight, just fall off in day 3, survive in the ocean, eat sticks. How do I get on this cruise? How do I get this going?
In that 20 almost hours that he was treading water.
You know, I've always said with the air
it's
solo
the air guitar really
yeah,
the air
they to enhance really the safety standards with those competitions.
Yeah, that guy's onto something, man. It is a special crew that's still into air guitar.
You said he was laughing through a lot of this. He is a very good sport about it.
Yeah, you got to keep your eye on the air guitarist, right? If there's anybody that's going to fall off that ship, is it going to be the 72-year-old woman who's reading a book of poetry in the library quietly to herself? Or Is it a young guy who's really, really, really into air guitar?
I think a shark almost gave him an air leg.
Yeah, right.
He sees some of the funny parts of it. He was definitely scared, and he is very grateful.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. What an interview, Eva.
He gave us a couple laughs, too.
Sure. That was something.
Thanks so much.
That kid had a great response, man.
Do you think you'll go on a cruise ship again?
I really didn't get to go on this one.
Yes! Ding dong! Guys, you're a comedy writer. He's funnier than most guys writing sitcoms. That's a great response. Yeah, well, I didn't really get to go on this one. That is beautiful. What a response from that kid. Spends 20 hours out in the ocean and comes back and still has that line. And quick, too.
Kimmel's already offered him a job.
Yeah. You know, but I'm surprised, Ronna, that he hasn't been asked to go on these late night talk shows.
Well, he should. I'll tell you something. He sounds just like Beetlejuice from Howard Stern, too.
You're right. He's great, that kid. We got to get him on, Bellio. I don't know where he lives, in Florida or Louisiana. It sounds like he's got a southern accent.
Yeah, I'll look up.
Yeah, that's a great dude. All right. What'd you say?
I said we'll find him.
Oh, okay. I thought you said use the F word and then him. It's odd. And then this weekend, Sierra storm. Man, this is a big one. This is a big storm. Let's get some more details on this sucker. Because right now, the sun is already set. So people driving up to the Sierra, up to Bishop, whatever, you can hear us live on KFI AM 640 or on the podcast or on the iHeartRadio app. But you can hear us on your car as if it's a local station because we're still banging out 50,000 watts of power here on KFI. So let's find out what you're going to be running into if you're heading up north in the next day or two.
Today's storm dumped snow in the Sierra so much that the CHP shut down Interstate 80 for a while.
Uh-oh.
ABC 7 News anchor Karina Nova is in the newsroom. Karina?
I think 80 is the one that goes from San Francisco up through Tahoe and then down into Nevada, into, what's the big city up in northern, the brain fart? In northern Nevada.
Reno.
ABC 7 News anchor Karina Nova is in the newsroom. Karina, how's that road looking now?
Well, better. CHP just reopened traffic on I-80 after they closed it for high winds and low visibility over Donner Summit. It was actually closed several times today. The wintry conditions caused problems on the roads all day. CHP posting pictures of several jackknife semis on I-80. And this is video of the freeway in the daylight. That snow falling fast. And here's a look at the Caltrans traffic camera from earlier today on 80.
I know you can't see it, but it's a lot of snow on the road.
CHP is reminding everyone that travel is highly discouraged.
Yeah, bring the chains. Bring your chains.
And to be prepared for chain controls, lengthy delays, and whiteout conditions. Plow trucks have been busy working to clear the snow, and you can see that here on Highway 50. Chain controls are in place on some parts of the highway. The Placer County Sheriff's Office is advising people to reconsider their travel plans this weekend.
Wow, that's a bummer, huh? You've been planning this trip for a long time with the family, and now they're telling you to reconsider. But there's a lot of cowboys out there that are still going to go for it, still going to try to get up there.
You know, you'd have to weigh your options. Is it worth it? But the biggest thing for us is the safety factor, besides the traffic backups.
You know what? You're probably like me, where they tell you not to drive up there, and then you do it anyway because you think you're going to make it, and then it's all hotsy-totsy until your car spins out, and, well, you don't make it.
Hotsy-totsy.
That's right, man. Then it's all cool.
I was checking out the map at Highway 80 just to make sure that there weren't any closed spots because that stuff is so fluid. I mean, it changes all the time. And 80 remains wide open.
Oh, but good.
I am seeing a couple of closures that are still in effect. It includes Highway 89. That's in between the 4 and the 395. So over by the Topaz Lake area for people in that area. But a lot of people driving around right now in Lake Tahoe and all the roads around Lake Tahoe and heading into Lake Tahoe, pretty busy.
Oh, boy, I bet. Yeah. Everyone getting up there for, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of the rich people, they own cabins up there and homes up there. And they'll go up there this week and stay through Christmas or New Year's. You know, they don't have to get back to work. You know, they're rich.
Is people getting stuck, people spinning out and causing those accidents. Typically things that can be avoided if you just wait an extra week,
An extra week? What the hell do you think we have? You think, you know, we can call into work and go, yeah, I know, I'm just going to be another week. I'll be out just another week. Is that cool?
For the storm to pass. And then you head up back to the mountains and you head up to the snow and have your fun.
Yeah, okay. I get that. What are you talking to, retired people? I don't know anybody that can call their job and go, yeah, I know it's only supposed to be out for a 2 weeks vacation, but I'm going to go three. I'm just going to extend it by a week. Is that cool?
And this is video of the webcam at Palisades Tahoe from earlier today. Wind caused that ski resort to close several of their lifts. So if you do end up going, you'll want to check on those closures at whichever resort you visit.
Look, it's so snowy up there, they're closing chairlifts. That's unbelievable.
And keep in mind, those strong wind gusts are always a big problem for high-profile vehicles on the roads.
It's dumping.
Again, if you do end up driving up into the mountains in the next few days, just make sure you are prepared just in case you get stuck. That means packing blankets, extra clothes, a flashlight, batteries, extra food and water, and of course, get a full tank of gas.
Yes, very good advice from that woman. She has great advice. Were you listening to it half-assed? Oh, let me play it again for you.
Again, if you do end up driving up into the mountains in the next few days, just make sure you are prepared just in case you get stuck. That means packing.
Okay, this is what it means. Listen to this. Listen to this lady. She knows what she's talking about.
That means packing blankets, extra clothes, a flashlight, batteries, extra food and water, and of course, get a full tank of gas.
Yes, all of that could save your life. Save your life. Oh, boy. All right, at 8 o'clock, when we come back, we're going to have David Vassay, the Say Hey Kid, is coming on with us to talk a little bit about Dodgers and see what they're doing during the offseason. There was a big acquisition today in Major League Baseball. And when we come back, we'll tell you who snagged which pitcher. We'll give you a hint. The pitcher I'm thinking about went to the Texas Rangers. All right, it's Conway Show live on KFI AM 640.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.